If you are 11 to 17 years old, this podcast is for you. Life isn't stressy just for adults, although adults sometimes forget that you have hard days too. This podcast is meant to put some tools in your emotional toolbox to help with days like when that test was just too much, your best friend really hurt your feelings, your parents just don't understand, or life just feels hard. Come listen when you need to distress the day. How many social media apps do you have? Have you ever stopped to think about how much of your day you devote to social media? I know. This is how we all communicate with each other these days. We aren't here to tell you not to use social media. That's not our job, nor is it logical. We do, however, want to talk about the impact social media can have on your thoughts and feelings. Take a deep breath in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Raise your shoulders to your ears and roll them up and back to relax them. How do you feel after you look at TikTok or Instagram? Sometimes reels probably make you laugh and bring a bright spot to your day. And that's when social media can serve as a positive purpose. But have you ever gotten on social media and someone made you feel badly? Or maybe you saw something you wish you hadn't? This is when social media is actually dangerous. We all know how our peers can use social media to bully others, and it may be so common at this point that you are numb to it. But let's take a step back from it and look at social media with a mental health lens. Ask yourself if social media is good for your mental health, or does it have a negative impact on your mindset? Try to be as honest as you can with yourself. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. If you are curious about how social media affects you and your thoughts, take a break from it for a week. I promise you will make it through without it. You might even find you are a little bit lighter inside without it. Social media is wonderful for connecting with others, and again, it has its positives. But take a week off and just see how you feel. If you feel better inside, maybe limit yourself each day to certain apps or certain conversations that you know will be healthy for you. If you see no difference at all by the end of your social media free week, and you feel good every week already, then maybe you are doing just fine with your normal usage. Our goal is always to help you feel your very best, inside and out. Take one more deep breath in, hold for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out slowly. We hope you have a wonderful day. You are amazing and you got this. Young people have so many pressures coming at them from all different directions. And sometimes adults fail to remember what it was like to be your age. Come back often to learn some ways to cope with stressy things in your day. Leave a comment below if you have ideas for new episodes or things you would like us to know you're dealing with. We hope the rest of your day is as amazing as you are. Thank you for hanging out with us for a bit today. We hope you are smiling after our time together. Remember, you are in charge of your own feelings. You can work to feel better whenever you want. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. For more resources, you can visit our website at pariscounselingllc.org.